You're now listening to Straight Truth Radio, the podcast. Where the scripture develops your faith walk, here on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
This episode, we are away on location in a different setting, but we did have a word that the Lord impressed upon us, and we wanted to make sure that we share this word that the Lord gave us. And so we're going to jump right into this episode right now. Let's go. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio podcast, a place where the lip of truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here, where we are just trying to bring understanding to end time events. We want to first say that you are watching and viewing us in a different setting this morning. As you can probably tell, it's not the usual backdrop that you would normally see. We are away and we're out of town, but we wanted to share something with you because the Lord impressed something upon us, and we wanted to make sure that we got this out. And, you know, the Lord is free to do what he wants to do in the time that he does it. And I'm going to try and say what I need to say right now as quiet as possible. We are in a hotel, and it's very early, and I don't want to wake anyone up. So those of you who will watch this at the scheduled time that we would normally shoot this on IG, you're actually seeing this live. But for the rest of you, this is a pre-recorded message. I wanted to make sure that you you did know that. So that's why I'm kind of, you know, real low key right now. So let me just jump right into this. We are calling this episode, His Lips Are on the Horn. His lip is on the horn. What do we mean by that? His lip is on a horn. Years ago, if you know anything about me, if you know anything about me personally, you know that, first of all, you know, I'm a minister in the Lord. I've been in ministry for a little over 30 years now. I've been saved for over 30 years. I guess you should be saved first before you become a minister, right? So for over 30 years, we've been saved and in this ministry. So in those early years, if you know anything about me, you know, I attended a church in Cleveland, Pentecostal Church of Christ, under the pastorate of Bishop J. Delano Ellis. And I want to say those were some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful years of growth and sanctification and the history of the church and background. And it's just so much, you know, we learned from that experience. And then we carried that experience and continue to learn from other leaders that the Lord has blessed us to be under the pastorate of. But the moment that I'm going to share really came under those days when I was at Pentecostal Church of Christ in Cleveland. And again, we want to send blessings to the Pentecostal Church of Christ family, to everyone. But again, we're talking about what happened back in those days. I also want to send blessings out to, prayers and blessings out to Dr. Sabrina Joyce Ellis, to all of the Ellis family, the children, Apostle Jesse, David, Elder Lillian, Jessica, Jasmine, Vicky, Victoria, the whole family. So let's get into this word. So earlier in the week, and excuse this light behind me, I'm trying to stand in front of it so it doesn't, it's not too much glare for you. Let me try and do this right. I should have set this up better. So let me try and stay still. So earlier in the week, I heard a word, and I was just laying in the bed, and as I was laying there, and I woke, and then got up, and it was a day when I was actually off. I was off. I should have been at work, but some things happened, and they actually gave me a day off. So I was actually off work. And so I was sleep, kind of sleep. And I want you to understand something, that when you are asleep, your spirit is still awake. When you're asleep, your spirit is still awake. Let me see. Let me try and this scripture will verify. Let's turn to a scripture real quick. I can probably do it quicker this way. So we go to, let's see, what scripture is that? Lord, it was just in my mind. Where is it at? While I'm pulling this up. So back in the day, we had what was called, But back in the day, we used to have what we call, I think this is it. Back in the day, we used to have what was called testimony service, right? And so, you know, they don't do testimony service like that anymore, evening devotion. And this particular evening, and we used to have some wonderful services. And I mean, some services where, you know, the pastor used to say, my people will be here Sunday morning. The Lord's people will be here. Yeah, will be here Sunday morning. The Lord's people will be here Sunday evening. So the Sunday saints, not everybody came back Sunday night, you know, but for those who did come, it was a wonderful and glorious time that we had in the Lord, right? So again, we're having devotional service. This particular evening, there was a woman, one of the ladies at the church. She wasn't a member, but I remember she visited a lot. So a lot of the saints knew her. And so during testimony service, she got up and she gave this testimony about an evangelist friend of hers. Just wanted to make you understand, this is not her giving this word, but evangelist friend of hers. She got up and testified. You may have heard this before, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I heard it live as it happened, that her friend was driving down the street. She had just come from revival. She was driving down the highway, brother, highway road. She's just driving. And so she's driving and she passes a guy on the side of the road hitchhiking. And she just kind of zoomed past them, and she just thought that was so strange. You'd be on a highway hitchhiking. And for whatever reason, she had this strange impression to go back and get them. Was bothering her. So she had to get off the turn, get off the ramp, come back, go back the other way, get off the ramp, come back, and then, and then ride up on them. But for whatever reason, she didn't know why, but she felt like she had to do this. So she did that. And he got in the car with her. Now, I guess the way her stuff was arranged, whatever, the woman passenger seat was full of her stuff because she was going through papers and notes and stuff like that, Bibles, all the stuff was sitting on her seat. By the way, this is where it was. Wait, so I'm talking about testimony service. So this is back in the early 90s, right? Early 90s. So she sat in the back, or the guy sat in the back, and very strange, they're making conversation. Very strangely, the guy says to her, "I knew you would come back and get me. I knew you would come back." And that sounded very odd to her. She looked in the rearview mirror, and the next thing he said was, "His Gabriel's lips is on the horn," and then he vanished. Oh, wait a minute, what happened here? Hold on, I'm in a conference room. This light just went out on me. Let me try and turn it back on. Hold on. All
There we go.
right. So I guess if I stand too still, the lights will go out. So we'll try and Herb and do this. So anyway, so you said Gabriel's lips are on a horn. Now, that always stuck with me, and that because we always thought, now when you hear that, immediately our generation would automatically think and assume, yes, rapture is getting ready to happen. Rapture, rapture, rapture. We're going to be caught up. And now keep in mind, that word was given back in the 90s. That testimony was given back in the 90s. Aren't we still here? So now I know the argument could be, well, the day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Okay. And so everything that happens in the heavenlies does not translate automatically in real time. That is true. That is true. So, we could argue, well, we could debate that, a little bit and everything, but that's not the point. That's not what I'm trying to do here, debate that. So earlier, a few minutes back, you heard me say that when we're asleep, when the flesh, when the body is at rest, your spirit is still up. So let me read the scripture here. So in Proverbs, the 20th chapter, verse 27, it says, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So the spirit man is always searching. Well, this is what I want you to realize and get and grasp. The spirit is always trying to make a connection with the spirit of the Lord. Always trying to make connection with the spirit of the Lord, right? Even when you're at rest, when you are at rest, there's another scripture, and I can't think of it right now, but there's another scripture that talks about that even while when you sleep and rise, sleep and rise, sleep and rise, the spirit is still trying to make connection with the spirit of the Lord. So even when you are at rest, the spirit of man is still trying to make connection with the spirit of the Lord. So I say that to say this, that during the time that I was at rest, and I'm really definitely at rest because I'm not at work, I'm not doing anything. This impression came upon me, and I heard this impression, or I felt this impression, which was his lips are on the horn. And it kind of startled me, and I went to write it down, and I wanted to, I'm trying to think now, what events are actually happening right now that I would get that word right now? Number one, we've been talking about this war in Russia and Ukraine, with Russia and Ukraine. Now, again, some would think automatically rapture. This is the rapture bells, or, you know, rapture is getting ready to happen. Beloved, I want you to get your mind off of rapture and being caught up just now. No, not so much. Let's not think about heaven, but I want you to get your mind off of God is getting ready to take us up out of here. God can comfort us at any point in time, because tomorrow's not promised. At any point in time, God can come for us. But as far as the church being raptured, and we've said this before, we got biblical proof for it. This is not the time for it. We'll get into that discussion later. That I don't believe this is the rapture period now. But God sends us warnings to be aware of and look out for as we are still walking this life out to the time and point of his rapture, of the rapture, of that catching away, of that gathering together. So we don't believe that the time is now. We don't believe the time is right now. The time is soon coming, but we're not there now. So then what would these horn or this horn resembling? Okay. Again, you know, I kept warning you and telling you about this sixth trumpet war. Let me turn to another scripture so I can get right on this, because I want to hurry up and get to a good point, a good stopping point. So what will we be talking about? So we know war is soon coming. We've already given you warning about that. But I believe that God is trying to prepare us for something else right now. Let me turn to this scripture here. So Revelation chapter 7. I'm just going to read a few verses. You can read it in its entirety yourself. I'm only going to read a few verses. Start at verse 1 of chapter 7 in the book of Revelations. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. So his angels, they're holding back the wind. All right. That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt, to hurt the earth and the sea. Let me move on. Let me move on. Verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard a number of them. So as I continue to read, you will find out this is another verse. There is this is another verse that refers to the 144,000 that will be saved, and others, and I think when you read down, you see down, it lists the 12 tribes and lists all of the tribes of the earth. And then in verse 9, it says, and after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worship God. So we see there that there's the 144,000, but then there was a great multitude that John could not number. There is a sign of great revival. Great revival in the earth. Because look where this action is happening. Then remember where I started out? I started out telling you that the angel, verse 1, it says, after this, after these things, I saw, you have to read back in verse 6, to what things? Read the earlier chapters. I don't have time to go through that right now. But read the earlier chapters. It said, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the corners, the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. So this action is happening in the earth. This is not a heavenly action. It's happening in the earth. And the wind would not blow on the earth. The wind wouldn't blow on the sea. The wind wouldn't blow on any tree. And then another angel ascended from the east, having the seal of the living God, and cried out with a loud voice to those angels. He said, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. Now, here's the problem. There are those who will believe and think that this is a heavenly or rapturing, gathering together event. This is just mere revival. That's all it is. We're being sealed. We're being stamped. We're being fortified. There's revival coming in the earth. And I believe that the horn is being blown now, sparking revival in the earth. Revival before even Sixth Trumpet War and everything and all this other stuff that is happening. Now watch. Those other things that are happening, it will help revival. But revival needs to start first. So then when people are out of their minds, scared and wondering what's happening, why is this happening? Why is the church going to say, hey, we can give you an answer. We can give you an answer. We can tell you what's going on. Hey, come on into the ark of safety. God is waking at this moment. He is waking his church up. Arise out of sleep. Arise out of sleep. Let us take advantage and full reign of what God is trying to do in the earth. And he's using us, his servants. You notice revival? I'm sure you know about it. What's happening in Asbury University. And I think I heard something on Samford University also. I'm not sure where that is. And there are little pockets of revival happening. You know, Maverick City started, I don't know if you paid attention to it, come on, these lights again. Hold on a second. Maverick City started, I don't know whether you knew it or not, or you saw this or not. And I'm going to say this, as much as controversial as it may be, and then I'm going to have to close. Maverick City started something, Spirit of Revival, something that was unique. And it was important for them to do what they were called to do, and that's it. And I'm going to say this, as controversial as it may be, I may pause, stop, and then come back on, because I have to do this in half an hour clips now. But I may stop, pause, and come back on for part two. But I don't think that it was God-given. People can debate it, argue it all they want. I don't think that it was God-given move that Maverick City, that whole clique, Maverick City, tribal, all of that, whatever, that they connected with Kirk Franklin. Things changed in the spirit. They became more entertainers than worshipers. Now, there's nothing wrong with Kirk Franklin. There's nothing wrong with him. I'm not trying to dog him personally. But every connection is not a God-given assignment. And so sometimes, you know, there are people who I've hooked up with, and although we're both saved. There's nothing wrong with us. But the connection didn't work. The chemistry was not there. It wasn't, and I'm not talking about physical chemistry. I'm talking about a sanctified, anointed, spiritual chemistry that was there that allowed, you know, further anointing to go forth. Every connection is not an anointed connection. And let me pause here. Let me end this session, and then I think I'm gonna open right back up. I'm going to open right back up with a part two. All right, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Here, we're just trying to bring understanding to end time events. God bless you. We will be right back in about 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes, and we'll be right back.